Appreciate that introduction. It's more than I need, that's for sure. But he's talking about pastors all there. We was debating on calling you for ours, and this y'all beat him to us by about 30 seconds, I think, of calling him here. But it's good how things worked out, because we ended up with the one that God would have for us. It's been a minute, but we've been welcome as we got here, and we don't know how to do this other than just testify for a moment and go where the Lord send us. But if we didn't shake your hands or something before, please don't hold it against us. We get about as awkward as a person could get trying to get ready. Anywho, we love you. We appreciate you. More important than me saying hi to you, you guys have made us feel welcome coming in here for the first time. We're delightfully exactly where I think we pray to be, is empty and full. Don't know what else to do on that. We've had scripture all morning, and it's funny how stuff lines up. Well, I was in Sunday school, and the fellow that started it off was talking about Abraham and Isaac, and I told my wife, I was like, I think he's all over where I'm supposed to be, but I don't know where I'm supposed to be. Don't take my joking neighbor's nature, I guess, is taking this lightly, by the way. I'm of the opinion that worshiping God, we ought to enjoy it. We ought to enjoy our time, but don't take that as not taking this serious. Hell is just as real as it ever has been, and if you're lost, that's where you're going. And there's needful to know that and be there. And I'm persuaded to believe the message today is going to be about looking up, but looking up's important. And as much as we should look up, especially as believers, if you haven't believed, if you haven't accepted Jesus Christ into your heart, you need to look down, because there's a real hell that's just as real as the heaven where I'm headed. But Lord, yeah, please don't take it as taking it lightly. I do like to joke a little bit, and I do like to smile a little bit, and I think we should enjoy ourselves. This is a worship service. This is where we're coming to get recharged, to see lost folks saved, and go out into the world and plow the fields and fight and pick and do whatever God would have for us to do. I heard somebody this past week say church is where God's people go to get the tools to go out into the field and work. It's the barn that holds all the tools, if you will, this building. Yeah. But we're part of the church, capital C-H. We got on capital letters on Sunday school. But I'm just trying to mind the Lord a little bit. We're going to be in Hebrews. But we're going to be in Hebrews. We felt like, Hebrews 11th chapter, feel like where we're going to read, but we got Moses all over our heart and all over our mind. Part of that's from when we're at our home church, we teach Sunday school, and we've been in Genesis and Exodus with that. And so Moses all over that part of it, but learn a lot from Moses. I like Moses. I kind of feel like I'm a little bit like Moses in some ways, in that he had a purpose. He knew what God had for him, and then he got ahead of God a little bit. And that's where the message is going to end up once we finally get to it. It's funny how you'll sit there and you'll know, all right, this is where I ought to be. And you start doubting. This is what I ought to be doing, and start doubting. And then coming back to Sunday school again, somebody said, they asked the question, who is Lucifer? And I think he answered himself. But if I answered that question, I'd say it's the enemy. We use that a lot. And what's the enemy? It's like anything, anyone, any entity, if you will, that's not building up God's kingdom.
Yeah.
That's not building me up to do God's purpose more. That's the enemy. That's what I would lump Lucifer. I think we minimize him, if you will, when we put a spiny tail and a red horns on him. The little stuff is Lucifer. The things that just keep you from doing whatever God would have for you to do. There ain't no little I's or big U's or whatever, however you're supposed to say that. If God's telling you to do something here today, it needs to be done. Be that salvation, be that... thank you, Lord. Be that, just sit there and hush. If the Lord's telling you to do that, that's your part.
Yes,
we can, but anyhow, we got a full heart, like we said, and we babbled. I don't take none of it back. Chapter 11 of Hebrews. We're gonna go to 23 and talk about Moses here. He says, by faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child. And they were not afraid of the king's commandments. And I think that's where it was hit. Man, I'm all over the place already. But he's talking about Abraham and Isaac. It never had dawned on me that Moses' mama was just like Abraham was with Isaac. She put him in that little ark, and she said, Lord, guide the water, guide the bushes. You know, put Pharaoh's daughter out there. That was the farthest thing from her mind. My opinion, she was trusting the Lord to take care of that little baby Moses. And the same thing with Abraham. If he had to do it, he was going to trust the Lord that he'd bring him back. But that's just the extra bonus, I guess, you get on this. 24, by faith, Moses, when he was come of to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith, Moses did a lot of beautiful, powerful, godly things. He led a lot of people out. But what's on our heart with old Moses was back when, early on, if you will, I believe he was about 40 years old, right about burning bush time, I think. But he knew what God, you know, he knew what was going to come. He had some earthly education, I believe, as well. He was raised up in Pharaoh's house. He was all but Pharaoh's grandson, I think. And he got the same privilege as all the rich folks, if you will. It sounds a little silly to put it that way, but Moses had an education, both worldly and spiritually. I believe his mama was whispering them scriptures in them first few months. It just is beautiful. And I believe he knew. I believe part of being raised up in Pharaoh's house was understanding what those Hebrews believe.
Yeah.
Not necessarily in a good way, probably to hurt them more, but Moses knew what was coming. He knew what God had, and he got ahead of him. If we flip back, Moses saw those Egyptians smiting his brother, hitting him, or I forget the exact words. Y'all know the story I'm talking about. Hey, they were being ugly to him. We'll just put it that way.
Yeah.
And Moses stepped in, and he looked to the left, and he looked to the right, and I believe he killed that man. If I go back there, and that's where the message, if I have, is he didn't look up. He knew what God had in plan. I don't know why I didn't go read that scripture, but by faith, Moses had a job to do.
Yeah.
Moses had work to do. Moses knew God had a purpose for him, and he still managed to mess it up by not looking up.
Amen.
Not saying, Lord, what now? God needs to be guiding my steps. He needs to be guiding yours.
Amen.
We may be headed kind of down the right path, but if we don't look up and say, Lord, what now? We're going to be in a mess.
Amen.
I'm persuaded to believe we, especially as believers, we've let our faith kind of get ugly. I don't know if that's the right word to use. Our faith diminished a little bit, looking to the left and the right instead of up. I look over here to see what my buddies are up to. I look over there to see if I need to get a new car. I look over there to see if my clothes fit right. Lord, am I where I need to be? Yeah. Truck on. Look up. Why is my family in such a mess? Why is my job such a mess? Why am I? Why can't I? Lord, will you? That's where our power comes from, is that faith and knowing, God, help. It's a mess right now. Everywhere I look is ugly. But I can't take it in my own hands. I've got to look up. Moses had this job, and he knew it. And he said, I got to do something now. I got to smite this Egyptian now. I got to free this Hebrew now. And if he'd have just looked up and said, Lord, what? I'm persuaded to believe he wouldn't have done that. It caused him problems moving forward. If we keep reading, others kind of made fun of him, calling him who are you to judge, a prince, or I might should have read all that. But y'all, I think I know the scripture back there in Exodus. But by faith, we can do powerful things. By faith, we can do amazing things. We can do beyond what we see left and right.
Amen.
I just want to encourage you, church, to look up.
Yeah.
Look to the one that can do more than this. Man, if all we do is look left and right, we'll go crazy.
Yeah.
There ain't never going to be enough money. There ain't going to never be enough people that like you. There ain't never going to be enough any of it.
Yeah.
But there's always enough God.
Amen.
There's always enough spirit. There's always enough reason coming down to get you to that next point.
Yeah.
If we'll just look up.
Yeah.
By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid. His mama looked up. put him in that little ark. I don't believe I could have done it with mine as much as I'd like to think I'm faithful.
Yeah.
To look up, to pray and say, Lord, and put my child in that little homemade ark would be very difficult. To stand in front of Pharaoh and tell him no would be very difficult. To choose to suffer rather than to live in wealth and opulence. And Moses had the choice to have everything he wanted handed to him. You know, I was joking with my wife the other day. We was at a wedding. It was hot. And I was fanning. I was wanting to get her to feed me some grapes. But Moses could have really had that. That was how they acted back then. But he looked up. He looked up to a higher purpose. He looked up and said, no, I'm supposed to get them people out of here. And I can't do it in Pharaoh's house no more. Lord, I love you this morning. My messages usually go right on to it. Look up. What's going on around you right now? I bet it's a mess on a lot of. I know I could probably find a mess if I go looking around my house. But if I look up, I'll see an answer. What's going on at work? If it's a mess, look up. There's an answer. If you don't know Jesus Christ in your heart right now, look up. There's an answer. He wants to save you here today. He wants to clean up whatever that mess is. But we got to look up. We can't be looking at the mess. We got to look at the answer. It's about the craziest message ever, I guess. I don't know, but that's what I got. Look up, church. The world ain't going to do nothing but make it worse. We got to look up. If I keep on, I'm going to be making one of them messes. I love you. That's all I got.